Okay, welcome to our first daily Tanya. But before we start the Tanya, we will start with the Hayom Yom. Hayom Yom is an important book written by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, where he gives a daily deep idea, transformative idea, really short and to the point. So today's day, Chavtet Tammuz, 29th of Tammuz, they found a holy personal note written by the Tzemach Tzedek, and in it, it is written that he decided to learn 6 hours at night, ba'amida, in standing, nigla, the revealed part of the Torah, such as the Talmud, Ramba, Maimonides, Halacha, etc. V'todala elin, thank God, he writes over there, Shekiyim ve'avar shas bavli v'yushalmi, that he went through, he learned through the entire Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud, Jerusalem Talmud, four parts of the Shulchan Aruch, be'iyun, in great depth. So, yeah, so why do we learn this in this, why did the Rebbe put this over here? Because really, what could we learn from here is that we could push ourselves a little bit more, and just like the Tzemach Tzedek did, he was able to accomplish so much, and he did that in a pretty short life. I mean, just similarly to that, the Arizal, we know, whose Yahrzeit is coming up, Hey Av, had a very short life, 38 years. And he did so much in his life. The Maimonides did so much in his life. And that is essentially because he pushed himself forward. So I think that's the main thing that we could take out of that Hayom Yom. Now, going on to Tanya, we have in Igeres HaTshuva, in the book of the letter of Tshuva, in the 11th chapter, the day is Chaf Tet over here. And so, continuing on with what was said earlier in the chapter, is that God is certainly merciful when a person asks for forgiveness from God. And in the moment we ask, there is there's already the forgiveness there. And we need to learn from that, and we need to immediately forgive someone as soon as they ask us for forgiveness. And so, mam shemishabchim mevarchim et Hashem chanun amar belislach, that why do we praise God and we bless Him that He is exceedingly forgiving? Daika, so he says, why is that the great way of praising Him? Chumash kasu be'ezra v'rav lislach, as it says in the book of Ezra, that He is exceedingly forgiving. Dehainu, this is coming to tell us midas basar v'dam, that in the human virtue, im yechta ish le'ishu bikesh v'menu mechila u'machalo, that if a person will ask someone for forgiveness, and the person will forgive him, fine, v'achar kachazar l'sura, but then the guy goes back, does the same mean thing over, kasha me'od, it's very difficult for the person to forgive him a second time. U'mikol shekeim shlishi d'ravid, and certainly a third and fourth time. Aval b'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein hefesh ben pam achat le'elef pamim, but by God, there's no difference between the first time and the thousandth time. And this, I think, is a very strong point, because we very often are like, listen, this guy did something to me. I forgave him once, twice, three times. You know, the guy, let me just cut him off. Like, I don't want anything to do with that person. Right? That's the way we are. That's our human nature. And we think that that's the same nature that God has. And so we do something wrong and we're like, well, God probably doesn't want to see us anymore. And just, it's too late for us. But no, God forgives. It's the first time or the thousandth time. It doesn't matter. Because the forgiveness is from the attribute of mercy. Umidosav HaKadoshos, and from His holy traits, Einan Bevchinas Gvul V'Tachlit, they are not limited. and they're not finite. Ela b'vchinas ein sof. They're completely unending. Just as it says that his mercy does not wane. Ulegabe b'chinas ein sof. And just like by the ein sof, by the infinite one, by infinity, ein hefesh klal ben mispar katan legadol. There's no difference between a number one or a million or a billion or trillion. When you're talking about infinite, a trillion and one, so you talk about, let's say, a billionaire, and you talk about a guy that's got a dollar to his name, it doesn't make a difference compared to infinity. The chula kamei kelo mamish. They're absolutely like nothing. He compares the great one, the billionaire, and the guy that's got a dollar. And therefore, God absolves us from our iniquities every single year. And all the sins that we go back and we mention once again, Baal Chet Midei Shana, that we mention, you know, we did something wrong. So we rehash and we say, we're supposed to actually bring that up on, for example, on Yom Kippur. Af Shechazar Ve'avar Aleim. So why do we have to repeat them? The Alter Rebbe is asking, since they've already been forgiven by God. Umitvade Aleim B'Yom Kippurim B'Shana Abba V'Chen La'olam. U'V'Chol Shana V'Shana. Lav Davka Ela Kemo Kein B'Chol Yom V'Yom. Actually, we do this every single year, not just every single Yom Kippur, three times a year. Mevarchim Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed are you, God. Chanun Amar Belislach, that you are exceedingly full of forgiveness. Uchamay Marazal, and as our sages write, Tefila Keneged Tmidin Tiknua, that the prayer is established to correspond to the Korban Tamid, to the altar, to the sacrifice which was brought on the altar on a daily level. And what does it say about the tamid? Why daily tamid? So there's two of them. The tamid shel shachar, the morning tamid, haya mechaper ala veris halayla, used to forgive for the sins of that were done in the evening at night. V'tamid shel ben arbaim, and the tamid in the afternoon, al shel yom, used to forgive for what was done during the day. V'chein midei yom b'yom le'olam, and so too on a daily level forever. So the question comes back. Ela sheyom ha-kippurim, so the Alter Rebbe says, he's still fine-tuning this question. Ela sheyom ha-kippurim mechapel averet chamurt. Rather, Yom Kippur really forgives us for the more severe sins. And the tamid, which is actually a korban, which ascends upwards, forgives us for the proactive mitzvot, the positive mitzvot. And so too tfila with tshuva nowadays. Ve'ein ze echta ve'ashuv, ki haynu, because this is telling us. Rather, that a person thinks that, well, during the time of the sin, where the guy, the girl, or the person could have held themselves back, and they say, you know what, let me not hold myself back. He relies on the tshuva, which the repentance, which will come after. And therefore, since the tshuva really causes the person to say, well, I'll do tshuva, so then he's not so much allowed to do tshuva, etc. But this is telling us that they don't allow the person. In other words, it's not like, okay, come and do tshuva, but im dachak v'nitchazek v'nitgaber al yitzchor. Yitzro, the Alter Rebbe writes, but if he pushes through and becomes strengthened and he overcomes his inclination, that's a tshuva, and this is a real idea of tshuva because it's coming from him. It's not just saying, relying on some sort of a what we call like a segula, like a positive thing, but he really overcomes it. Mekablin tshuva, so then they accept his tshuva. Aval anu, but we that we ask b'chol yom slach lanu, forgive us. Anu makdim levakish v'chzerin b'tshuva shlema lefanecha. We basically first say, before that, in the prayer service, in the Amidah, the 18, we first say v'chzerin b'tshuva, return us to complete tshuva, and then we say forgive us. Meaning, what is that saying? That we're asking that we shouldn't return back to being a silly person, to do a stupid thing. We're asking, don't let us do this stupid thing, essentially, and you know, protect us from that. And also on Yom Kippur, we ask God that we shouldn't sin anymore, that we should become wiser and more refined. So od maspikin, so still, nevertheless, even though a person made a mistake, even after making the same mistake, and so it's like almost coming back and saying, well, I could just rely on the tshuva. So he's saying, nevertheless, that's the greatness of God, that he forgives. That he forgives even though we have not learned the mistake, even though we're still a work in progress. And this is the point over here, that we're all a work in progress. And nevertheless, God has abundant space and mercy for all of us to really eventually get it right by him. Those that come to be purified, they help him. Habad daika, those who specifically come. And since this is the case that a person really wants to come close and really wants to fix what they did, then that is assisted by God Himself. So that's today's Tanya, and may we all get it right, and may we all learn from this virtue of being a little bit more forgiving towards others as well. Many blessings and regards.